This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. The debate over MARTA's future has been brought up again in the state legislature with a new bill that would change some of the governance structure of MARTA. It would also, however, lift some of the spending restrictions on the agency. Joining us once again, the chairman of the MARTA Oversight Committee, DeKalb County Republican Representative Mike Jacobs. He is the sponsor of the bill. Representative Jacobs, welcome back. Good to have you.
Thanks, Dennis. Good to be here.
Two of the elements of this bill, and there's a lot more to it, but basically some of the local mayors would get more appointment powers. There would be a change in some of the geographical representation. For instance, North Fulton would get a greater share of the representation from Fulton County. But there's also the end of the restrictions on MARTA that MARTA had worried about so much, which is they could only spend 50% of their sales tax revenue on operations. They'd have to spend the other 50% on capital. So is there a quid pro quo here? Some of the MARTA advocates would say, hey, look, you're saying if you want more flexibility in your spending, you're going to have to agree to some of these changes in how you're run.
Not at all. In fact, when those two provisions were pending in the prior session of the General Assembly, the three-year relaxation of the 50-50 split was something that was addressed among various members of the legislative leadership, and Mayor Reed was very heavily involved in that. And the issue, as it was addressed among those stakeholders, had nothing to do directly or indirectly with the change in the MARTA board appointments. The change in the MARTA board appointments is really intended to reflect the realities of the day. With regard to at the local level, who exercises authority over transportation policy? It's either a county government or in a city. Well, the reality is that in North Fulton, the area is completely municipalized into one of six cities. And in DeKalb County, about 25% of the county is in one city or another, and South Fulton is about half municipalized. So, in those areas where citizens have chosen to live in a city, they expect their city government to be able to exercise authority over transportation policy, and the bill with regard to the MARTA board seeks to effectuate that.
Very quickly, let's look, though, at the overall representation from Fulton County, because there's two representatives from North Fulton, one from South Fulton, and certainly that will cause a lot of problems for people who would argue that North Fulton's getting a bigger share of the representation.
Well, but that is the current reality on the MARTA board. On the MARTA board today, the Fulton County government appoints two members from North Fulton and one member from South Fulton, and that is simply a function of where the population is. The population in north of the Atlanta city limits is twice as great as the population south of the Atlanta city limits, and all we are doing with this bill is not changing that 2-to-1 ratio, which reflects the population, but instead who does the appointing to reflect who should be exercising authority over transportation policy.
There are also provisions for counties like Cobb, Clayton, and Gwinnett, which are not currently in MARTA, to get in if their voters approve, but they would have almost automatically the same status as the original counties. The question of fairness again comes up because Fulton and DeKalb have been paying in for years.
Except that provision that you mentioned, Dennis, actually is in the existing law. We're just importing it back in from in the Transportation Investment Act. We had already provided for Cobb and Gwinnett to participate on the MARTA board if they choose to participate in MARTA somewhere down the road. And so we're just bringing those provisions back into those very same provisions back into the MARTA Act. But I would hope that one day perhaps we will see Cobb and or Gwinnett County participate in MARTA, and if they do, certainly they expect to be able to make the actual governing decisions that that determine how MARTA operates if they are paying into and participating in MARTA at the time.
With just about a minute left here, the end of the restrictions on MARTA's spending, though, is temporary. These changes to the board are permanent, at least as far as legislation goes. They could always be changed by future legislation. Why not say to MARTA, hey, we'll lift the restrictions permanently if you're going to accept these permanent changes in who you report to and who runs you?
Well, I think what we're really looking for in terms of perhaps down the road addressing a permanent lift of the 50-50 split is not so much the governance issue of who appoints which board members, rather some more conservative decisions to be made with regard to how MARTA itself operates, and those are addressed in the bill. One of those components is privatization. We are asking MARTA to step down its bonded debt service from the current 42% of prior year sales tax revenues to 40% after 3 years and 35% after 6 years, and also seeking to help MARTA bring its employee benefits under control in the upcoming collective bargaining process with regard to, whether new employees are going to be put on the pension system or not. It's our hope that that would not be the case.
And we're going to have to leave it there, unfortunately, but there will be much more talk about this. State Representative Mike Jacobs is the chair of the MARTA Oversight Committee in the legislature. Representative Jacobs, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you more about this soon.
All right. Thanks so much, Dennis.